to Radio Access Sessions here on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, a program where we highlight some of the great things and people happening in Bismarck, Mandan, North Dakota. And so today we have a great event coming and a great person joining us to talk about it. And so coming in to join us is Becky Weisgerber. Thank you for joining me, Becky.
Thank you.
And so the event that we have here is the 50th Annual Flickertail Wood Carvers Show. So you're the expert here. I'm going to let you explain what that's all about.
Every year, the local wood carving group puts on a show. Normally, we're in a different location, but this year, because it's the big 50th, we partnered with the Heritage Center. So we'll actually have club members from novice to advanced set up at tables in the halls of the Heritage Center all day next weekend, October 12th and 13th. We have people demonstrating different types of wood carving, anywhere from those Scandinavian flat plane carvings that look like little Olis and Linas that you see around in the gift shops, to chip carving, to spoons. One of our featured carvers this year is a lady who does edible spoons, eating spoons, spoons that are useful for something rather than just being pretty. She gets wood from local boulevard trees and slices them up. So she has things like apple and apricot. Lilac wood has purple stripes in it, just like the flowers do.
So you said this is the 50th annual, and this is the first year that you're partnering with the Heritage Center to hold it there. Where have you held it in past years? Was it always one location, or were you moving around?
We usually rent the Career Academy up at BSC and have just the session there that weekend. But this year, we've actually gotten an exhibit case in the Heritage Centers already this year. And our featured carver, Jay Havoc, is actually giving one of their talks for their visiting scientist session on the Sunday.
So for someone who doesn't know much about this event, is there something that they can go to, or is this just for experienced wood carvers?
Oh, absolutely for beginners. This is how I joined the club, was coming into one of these shows. I saw it in the newspaper. It seemed interesting. And it was people like me. Like, there's people from teenager to adult in there. There's women all over the place. One of our founding members is still with the club, and she is a woman. So you can see a lot of different styles, from what it looks like as a beginner, like my stuff, to what it looks like with people who've been carving for 30 years, and see if there's something that interests you if you'd want to get started in that sort of thing.
Are there classes or demonstrations for people who are looking to get started and maybe just trying to see how some other people do some things?
We have classes in the morning that are pre-registering. Everyone carving in the morning, classrooms are open, you can go in and see them. Everyone in the afternoon will have tables and we'll talk about what carving is like. We mainly take signups for our beginner class that runs in the fall. We meet Tuesday nights in a church basement, so you get 9 Tuesdays of all different types of carving. So like we said, you can find something that maybe sparks your interest out of the survey.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question. I don't want to get too far away from the event, because 50 years is kind of, it's a big deal. But throughout the year, what else is going on besides just this big show in October?
We actually meet twice a month in that church basement. I found it's a really good way to learn carving, because you're not lost on your own trying to figure out what to do next. You show up to the meeting, you hand us 50 cents, we hand you a piece of wood, and everyone carves through the project together. So you have a chance to learn and practice together and grow that way. We also do classes in the spring and the fall at this fall show.
Yeah, so it seems like a really good hobby if you're looking to get away from a screen for a while, or get out of the house and do something with your hands, creating something.
Absolutely.
It sounds like a great hobby.
You don't need a lot of tools either. A safety glove and a knife, and you can do something cool.
So what interested you specifically in wood carving and the flickertail wood carvers?
The tree in my backyard kept dropping limbs, and there has to be something to do with these branches other than throwing them away. So I did get started on my own trying to carve. That was when I figured out that people don't like it if you text them to see if you're bleeding too much. So my not really joke is that I joined the club to learn how to make this stuff without getting blood all over them. Just a way to proper grips, proper safety equipment, how to carve without carving towards yourself. And even just that basic level of safety has really made my practice I was doing on my own go a lot faster.
So a way to carve without carving yourself.
Very nice.
Would be a good way to put it.
Yes.
Becky Weisgerber, the head of publicity for Flickertail Wood Carvers here in Bismarck, is my guest today here on Radio Access Sessions. My name is Josh Haugen. What kind of planning goes into this event? Again, 50 years is a long time. You probably have some sort of a routine down when you get up to this marquee event.
Oh, absolutely. Some of our senior members spend the entire year planning the sessions. At the end of this show, we're going to have our next class sessions picked out so we can start doing the licensing and get people coming in advance. There are nationally known wood carving teachers that you have to book a year out. Our teacher this year, Jay Havik, worked on the Viking burial ship, the Oseberg. He's an American carver who the Norwegians brought over to work on this recreation, and he's going to be here teaching a class and giving a presentation to the public.
So you've talked about a few different kinds of styles. Are there some styles that really differentiate themselves within the wood carving?
Oh, absolutely. The spring class we did this year was a carved wolf head. So it was three solid days of doing the intricate texturing of the fur. You spend a lot of time with little tiny tools getting it to look lifelike. Very, very different from some of the flat plane carvings that are just three knife swipes and you're done. You get something detailed and realistic versus something cartoonish or caricaturist, but they're both wood carvings.
So it seems like it could almost be a little bit of a history lesson as well as you go through these different styles from different eras. And, you know, you talk about Nordic, there's probably other things as well. The history aspect of that is kind of interesting to me.
Absolutely. And we do have examples of beginners and advanced work on the same table. In the exhibit case, Bob Pettigo has, this is my first fox. This is my fox 25 years later. It's amazing to see.
So the tools that you use to do it, there's a carving knife. Has that changed much over time, or what else is there to it besides, you mentioned the glove and the knife?
You can use a knife. People have been making themselves out of old discarded file blades or sawzall blades. You can cut them down and make something for that. But you can go as intricate as you want. They have gouges and V-tools that have all different profiles, deeper, wider. So you can invest a lot in the tools if you want. You don't have to.
So again, the 50th annual Flickertail Woodcarver Show coming up here in Bismarck at the Heritage Center. Can you just throw out the dates and times specifically for people if they're interested?
Saturday and Sunday, October 12th and 13th, all the time that Heritage Center is open. So 10 to 5 on the Saturday, 10 to 4:30 on the Sunday.
And do they need to get tickets, or is it free to attend for everyone?
Completely free to attend.
Perfect. Well, Becky Weisgerber, the head of publicity for Flickertail Wood Carvers, is there anything we've missed about the event that you want to get out there before we close this out?
We have signups for beginning classes. We have tool vendors and wood vendors there, so we can get you started with everything you need to join us in this hobby.
And where can people go to find out more?
Website is flickertailwoodcarvers.org.
Perfect. Well, Becky, thanks for coming in and talking about Flickertail Wood Carvers.
Thank you.
Again, this is Radio Access Sessions here on Radio Access 102.5 FM. That was Becky Weisgerber with the Flickertail Woodcarvers, head of publicity for them. You can go to their website to find out more. It's the 50th annual show coming up in just a few days. Thank you for listening to Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org.